There is something haunting about a story that was once so grand, so full of promise and passion, only to be mostly lost to the passage of time. The Patriot, released in the late 1920s, occupies a strange and sorrowful space in the pantheon of American cinema. Once a critical darling and a Best Picture nominee, its legacy now lives more in myth than in the medium that birthed it. This historical drama, one of the final silent films made by a major studio before the industry pivoted to sound, is often cited as one of the most significant lost films of early Hollywood. It holds the distinction of being one of the few Oscar-recognized films from its era with no known complete print surviving, a fate that underscores the fragility of celluloid and the capriciousness of fame. This is Land of the Lost, The Patriot, directed by Ernst Lubitsch, a German émigré, whose influence on the American film industry would prove profound. The Patriot told the story of the ill-fated Tsar Paul Dermas of Russia. Based loosely on historical events and adapted from multiple sources, including a play and a novel, the film painted a portrait of a ruler caught between paranoia and idealism, surrounded by schemers and bound by the crushing weight of power. The film starred Emil Jannings, fresh off his Academy Award win for Best Actor, as the tormented Tsar. Jannings, known for his expressive style and imposing screen presence, was ideally suited for such a complex and volatile character. His portrayal reportedly captured both the pathetic vulnerability and frightening tyranny of Paul with great nuance. What makes the loss of the Patriot so tragic is not just its technical or historical importance, but the sheer reverence it inspired in its time. Contemporary critics praised it for its sweeping visual style, Lubitsch's elegant direction, and the depth of its performances. The film was described as psychologically rich, with characters navigating a tense and treacherous political landscape. Lubitsch, already celebrated for his Lubitsch touch in comedies, demonstrated here that his gift for subtlety and implication could be equally effective in drama. The use of light, shadow, and silent expression created a world where every glance held danger and silence spoke volumes. The story of The Patriot is also inseparable from the larger narrative of lost silent films. The late 20s was a transitional period for cinema. The success of synchronized sound changed the industry overnight, and many silent films, no matter how acclaimed, were deemed obsolete. Studios, prioritizing new technology and fresh productions, saw little reason to preserve the past. The nitrate film stock used at the time was notoriously volatile and prone to decomposition, leading to fires, neglect, and eventual decay. In the case of The Patriot, only a few fragments are known to exist today. A partial reel and some still photographs remain, along with contemporary reviews and the original script, giving scholars only glimpses of what once was. Lubitsch himself would go on to become one of the most respected directors of the early sound era, helming films like Trouble in Paradise and Ninotchka, but The Patriot stands as an early example of his ambitions and talents outside of comedic fare. He demonstrated that a story could be both grand in scale and intimate in emotional detail, a dichotomy he would refine in later works. The film also reflected the political anxieties of its time. As a cautionary tale about autocracy, paranoia, and betrayal, it echoed fears that were beginning to simmer worldwide, making it resonate beyond its setting in Imperial Russia. The disappearance of The Patriot has made it the subject of fascination among film historians and archivists. There have been sporadic rumors over the years of prints turning up in forgotten archives or private collections, yet none have proven fruitful. Its lost status has elevated it into a kind of cinematic ghost, referenced in books and retrospectives, often listed among the greatest films no one alive has fully seen. Unlike lesser-known productions that faded into obscurity with little documentation, The Patriot is remembered vividly through its press materials, glowing reviews, and Academy Award recognition. The cultural and historical importance of the film continues to be acknowledged. Preservationists and film institutions have made repeated efforts to locate any surviving footage, and the fragments that do exist have been carefully archived. It serves as a reminder of how fragile art can be, and how even the most celebrated works can vanish if not vigilantly preserved. The very idea that a film so acclaimed and influential could disappear challenges our assumptions about permanence and legacy. In the absence of a complete print, The Patriot becomes a kind of legend. What we know of it comes from secondhand accounts, whispers from a past just out of reach. The images that survive suggest a film of tremendous scale and striking design. Jannings' performance is spoken of with a reverence that makes its loss even more keenly felt. One can only imagine the tension in the court scenes, the creeping dread in Paul's descent into madness, the elegance of Lubitsch's composition as palace corridors became metaphors for psychological entrapment. Some believe that rediscoveries are still possible. Lost films have been found in the most unlikely places, mislabeled in European archives, buried in private vaults, or tucked away in forgotten studio basements. For now, however, The Patriot remains a tantalizing absence, a masterwork known more by reputation than by real. It is a symbol not just of what has been lost, but of what we strive to recover, to remember, and to celebrate, even when the evidence is incomplete. What endures is not the film itself, but the longing it inspires. It speaks to a time when cinema was undergoing a transformation, when directors like Lubitsch were experimenting with form, emotion, and spectacle in ways that would shape the medium for decades. The Patriot may be lost, but its impact and mystery continue to captivate, lingering in the collective memory of film lovers as both a triumph and a tragedy.